Welcome into another edition of See What's On. Our guest this week is Chris LeGrand, who's the executive producer and also star of the show, stars as Mick Jagger in Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones tribute band. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's fantastic. Or should I call you Mick for this case?
Well, I do get that a lot.
I bet you do. I bet you do. And your pictures look, you know, in your all your regalia, you look amazingly like Mick in the pictures I've seen. So you're coming into town, into Waterville exactly, at 21 College Avenue, which is the former American Legion building up there in Waterville, now refurbished into the Elm. So you're coming into Maine.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, September 14th from 8 to 10 p.m. You know, Chris, you've got some great accolades out there. One of the best quotes I saw was from the Washington Post, calling you the next best thing to the Rolling Stones. That's a great honor.
Well, yeah, this is our 19th year of doing this show, and I'm very blessed to walk in between the top 104,000. I'm not sure the exact count, but it's a lot of work that we've done, and we just prided ourselves on being very authentic, and once we keep that standard up, we continue to find a lot of great work and bring this great music to the fans out there.
Great. Well, again, Chris, it's great. Obviously, Chris is joining us by phone as he travels around somewhere in this country. And Chris is coming into Waterville to the Elm, the newly refurbished and former American Legion Hall there in Waterville at 21 College Avenue for September 14th at 8 o'clock. There is an opening act before Satisfaction takes the stage, but get on out. We're going to talk more with Chris on our website, See What's On. So now let's come back and talk a little bit more about your band, Chris, and your history that you've already touched on here. So welcome back. Welcome back to See What's On. And our guest today is Chris LeGrand, who is traveling around the country and about to stop here in Waterville, as we were saying, on September 14th, coming to the Elm, which is at 21 College Avenue, the former American Legion Hall. So, Chris, so great, glad to have you as our guest. And let's talk a little bit about your band, Satisfaction.
Okay, yep. This is our 19th year of touring, and about 3,500 to 4,000 shows somewhere there. I've lost count over the 19 years, but we've had an incredible run with this production, and we just keep rolling. We do about 150 dates a year, and coast to coast, and some international work, and it's a great living, and to go out here and do this music and honor this great band.
Great. Well, with that much touring and that much activity, Dom Lanzo, who I guess performs with you as Keith Richards, is he beginning to look like Keith?
We're beating him up a little bit as we go, yes. Dom's been a great addition. A little history about Dom. He actually played the Ronnie Wood role for many years. He worked his way into the Keith role after we had another fellow depart the band. So he stepped into that role for the last 2 years and just doing an amazing job.
Okay, great. So tell us about the rest of the members of your band. You talk about Dom and...
Yeah, well, we have a guy named Jimmy Babu, B-A-B-U, who's playing the role of... he does three roles. He plays the role of Brian Jones, Mick Taylor, and Ronnie Wood in our new show that we're doing. We have a new show that does all the different eras of the Stones. So Jimmy's... performing those three cast member roles. We have Joe Rotondo, who's doing Charlie Watts for us. He's a Charlie Watts look-alike, play-alike, walking, talking, and doing all things Charlie. And then we have Kevin Hummel on bass, who's doing an outstanding job as Bill Wyman, carrying all the different eras of Bill Wyman.
Great.
And, great. I think I covered everybody.
I think you did.
Know what I do.
And yourself, you know, so you've been at this a while too, Chris.
Been at this a while. This is my 19th year of doing it. Actually started the band right about 20 years ago, but got it out touring about 19 years ago. And, you know, it continues to be a work in progress. out here impersonating and playing tribute to the greatest front man in rock and roll, it's a full-time job just to keep up with that. So, I still love doing it after all these years. It's still a thrill to go out there and perform for these audiences. You know, we have fans from all generations that come to these shows. So we just keep on trucking.
Yeah, let's explore that a little bit more. I mean, as a tribute band, it's obviously very important about being as authentic as possible, both to the music and to the characters you're performing. How do you go about that as a band? How do you prepare for both? Let's start with the music part. How do you prepare for that?
Well, yeah. For me, in the beginning, when I started the group, the main thing I wanted to do was be authentic. And to be authentic, the first thing we knew we had to get right was the music and the vocals. And that's the key. You can dress up anybody and go out here, and you might look like somebody, and you may look like Elvis, but if you can't sing like Elvis and do the get the vocals right and the music right, you're not going to have a very long career. So that was the first thing in the beginning for me, was to put together the sound and get the music and the vocals correct, and then we kind of filled in with everything else. We worked on the choreography and the wardrobe and all of that. So basically building blocks of that sound and that music, and we just keep hammering that home day after day. We're always working on the show, working on the music, and just striving to be better. It's never good enough. We strive for perfection, and we never get perfection, but if we keep working hard, we can get some excellence in there. So that's
right.
That's what we hold ourselves to, a high standard.
And the great thing about what you're doing, the artists you're trying to emulate are out there still performing.
Still out there playing. The Rolling Stones, after all this time, are still a viable entity in the entertainment business. That there's not many groups that can go out and sell out a football stadium. They're still able to go do that. And that's pretty amazing. And this current tour they're just wrapping up is got some of their best reviews in years. We actually got to open up for them, so to say, in Philadelphia. We did a pre-show concert outside the stadium before their show, and that was a pretty amazing event because we were actually setting up and sound checking, and they were sound checking in the stadium, and it was we were just steps away from them, and that was pretty cool. We've done some things similar to that, but not that close. So,
wow.
That was pretty amazing there. But no, they're still out there, and someday when they wrap it up, we'll be carrying the torch.
You'll keep it going, which is a great honor. So you've been real close to them, but have you ever talked to Mick or any of the other band members?
Well, we've had a few business dealings with their management over the years, and then a couple of us have rubbed elbows with Keith and Ronnie on various occasions, and then some of the backup singers and support players and roadies we've hung out at the bar with.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I hung out with Keith Richards' daughters one night myself and had a little fun with that. So
neat.
Mick Jagger, he's pretty insulated, and he and Keith pretty much stay. Most of them do. I mean, it's rare to catch them out doing anything. But we've had a few things, a few business dealings, so they know who we are.
Yeah,
they've got other priorities.
Yeah, well, and with the accolades, I mean, obviously they're probably proud of what you're doing to keep them going. And I mean, they don't perform obviously as much as they used to, but you do obviously with 150 plus of events a year. You're out there keeping their music alive and well, and doing great honor to it. I mean, CBS News. Quoted, it was a quote on your website about from CBS News about you'll get some satisfaction if you come here, you folks. So we want everybody to know you're in town. So come see Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones Tribute Band, at the Elm on September 14th from 8 o'clock on. There is an opening act just before Satisfaction takes the stage, but they're right there on 21 College Avenue, newly refurbished space. Great new venue for all your arts and entertainment. So by all means, get out there, get your tickets, Go to www.theelmme.com. Theelmme.com. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. And we'll look forward to seeing you up here in Maine.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We look forward to seeing everyone soon.